Merry Christmas. Welcome. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you gave your Son for us. The best gift that a father could give his children. Thank you, Lord, for how you work in our lives. I just love that testimony, Lord. Just thank you so much for how you speak personally to us as your children. Lord, we are your children because you redeemed us and you became a child, Jesus, to make that possible. We thank you, God. Pray this in your name. Amen. What were you like as a kid? I was one of those weird kids. I was highly imaginative. I was creative. I was in preschool one day, and they brought snow to play with outside, and it was for the older kids. It was not for the younger preschoolers like myself, but I didn't care. I didn't want to take a nap like the rest of my classmates, so I went outside, and I pretended to be a very honest media reporter, and I let everyone know what was going on. So it sounded something like this. Hello. This is David Chisholm here reporting at La Marina Preschool in Manhattan Beach, California. Happy to inform you, KCAL 9 News, that the snow has arrived promptly at our preschool, and a lot of people are enjoying it. Look at these kids outside. They're playing with it over here. Some are throwing it over there. And I was just walking around narrating the event outside. And then I was rudely awakened by my teacher letting me know that, hey, you can't be out here outside for a nap. So that was me, and I got dragged back to my nap. And yeah, and then remember my grandpa would come to our house for Christmas, and he'd spend the night. And yeah, I just had no filter. I was very playful, and my grandpa was a naval officer, and he was made a career out of the Navy, and he, legend has it that he shot down a Japanese Zero plane from the USS Bofin 50 cal machine gun. And so he's not necessarily the type that you kind of would just like disrespect, but I did. So I would go up to his white head of hair, and I would take my fingers and walk them through his hair and sing, I'm walking through the white forest. And then to the horror of my parents, who thought that was rather rude to their to my grandpa. So, but he didn't care. I think he thought it was kind of funny and endearing. So anyways, yes, I was quite a weird kid. I was actually rather precocious and confident and friendly, and I scared a lot of my father's friends because I would approach them, extend my hand for a handshake, pre-COVID days, and I'd say, hello, my name is David Chisholm. Nice to meet you. What's your name? And they would all freak out, I guess, because a four-year-old was doing that. So, you know, I was quite an explorer as well. I love thrills and laughs. And when I look at my son, I see a lot of him in me. He's kind of like a little version of me. So here's a little video of what we captured the other day playing with him. Oh, we have some music. Are you missing the audio? Oh, there you go. Don't you wish you were a kid again? So little worry. Didn't have to care about providing for yourself. Hopefully you had reliable parents providing for us. Not a care in the world. And I believe God this year wants that still for us. I believe he still wants us to be kids. And next year as well. I think God always wants us to be his kids and to live like that, to live carefree and dependent on him, but Yeah, just joyful, just enjoying life and walking with Him. We realize that we're spiritually helpless and we're unclean and starving and thirsty, bored, empty, and unfulfilled. And today and tomorrow we celebrate a child born to us that brings aid and cleansing. He brings deep satisfaction and meaning to our lives. The Word was made a child, Jesus, so that we could become His child. Just like how Luke is my son and I'm his father. That's what God intended for us to be to Him as His child. If you look at Matthew 18, 1 through 5, Jesus thinks very highly of a child. So much to use as an illustration. He said this, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a little child to Him and placed the child among them. And He said, 'Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me.'" It's interesting, the disciples approach Jesus, and the first question they ask Him assumes that they're already in the kingdom. They ask, "Who's the greatest? Jesus, we're a part of your entourage. We're in your inner circle. We know that you're Messiah. We know we're going to be the future leaders of Israel. Who's the greatest? How do we know?" And Jesus says, no. Let's back up a little bit. Let's even talk about what it means to even get into the kingdom, let alone being the greatest. So He takes this child in front of them. He says, "Hey, come here, kid." And He sticks the child in front of them. He says, "Unless you change and become like little children." That's impossible. I mean, unless someone finds some, youth formula out there, it's impossible to get younger, to go back to being a child in that way. Jesus is using a metaphor. He's saying, as this child, like this child. When He's saying change and become, that's actually the same way you would say turn around, like U-turn. Saying we have to U-turn. We have to change our trajectory. There's a repentance involved in becoming like little children. Childlike, not childish. And apart from doing this, there's no entrance into the kingdom. But why this child? What's so significant about Jesus using this child as an illustration? I think merely just because of the low social status that children had at the time. They weren't thought of as adults or nearly as important. They're also helpless and dependent on parents, and they have no achievement to boast of. They provide little to no utility. And on top of that, Jesus says, once you've entered in, it's not about greatness in the way you might think of it. It's actually how low can you go, like the game Limbo. That's who wins, is however low you can go. That's who's the greatest. Whoever humbles themselves like this child. And then He talks about new kingdom culture and the way we treat each other. That when we receive each other as children in Jesus' name, that we are relating to each other in humility. So Jesus says that we're supposed to become children. Have you ever heard the phrase, "We are all children of God"? Have you ever heard that phrase before? I remember the first time that really stuck out to me. It was actually in a presidential debate. John McCain was saying something along the lines of, "We are all children of God." And that kind of just struck a nerve with me a little bit. I said, something about that phrase just doesn't really sit well with me. I don't really see that. I don't really see that in the Bible. Pope Francis has this quote in a prayer. I think it's prior to January 2016, and there's actually a video you can watch online about it. But he basically takes multiple people from different faiths and then gives this in the background. He says this, "Most of the planet's inhabitants declare themselves believers. Many think differently, feel differently, seeking God or meeting God in different ways. In this crowd, in this range of religions, there is only one certainty we have for all. We are all children of God." When I look at John 1, verse 12, I don't see that. This verse in John says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Yet to all who received Jesus," so there are those who won't receive Jesus. "To those who believe in Jesus' name," there are people that won't believe in Jesus' name. Only then does it say that Jesus gave them the right to become children of God. So in fact, all the world is not children of God. It's only those who have received him and believed on his name. See, the Bible is very clear. In Isaiah 64, it says, "All of us have become like one who is unclean." Like my son with his diaper, and I just chucked a new one. "Hey, kid, fix yourself." And he can't put it on. "All of our righteous acts are like filthy rags." It's like presenting God filthy rags. Those are our good deeds. That God is repulsed by them. "We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father." So even though we've all sinned, even though we've all fallen short of God's glory, even though our righteous acts are not acceptable to God to make up for sin, even still, God will forgive us because of Christ, and he becomes our Father. We celebrate Christmas because God himself, Jesus, comes to earth. Who is in very nature God, he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing by taking the form of a servant and being made in human likeness. That's amazing when you think about it. God becomes human for us. And in humble circumstances. It wasn't exactly a modern Hogue or a Kaiser hospital that Jesus was born in. There is only one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This one mediator between God and humans has to be both God and human. I see hints of this whenever I look at the culture of the world and entertainment. I see hints of heroes and the need for saving and the need for redemption and for the world to be better. Most of you are probably very unfamiliar with this Japanese cartoon. It's one of my favorites. It's Dragon Ball Z. But the idea of it, in my opinion, it's just a rehash of Christmas. A baby arrives on Earth from a foreign planet. This baby's name is Goku. He has superpowers. He dies and resurrects after a battle with his brother to be the savior of the Earth from evil. So that's Dragon Ball Z's kind of rendition. Let's try an American one, Superman. Superman is a rehash of Christmas. A baby arrives on Earth from the planet Krypton. Clark Kent has superpowers. He dies and resurrects after the battle with Doomsday to be the savior of Earth from evil. It's not that unique. It's not that imaginative. It's all just copying the original superhero. Jesus is the trend center for superheroes. The baby arrives on Earth from heaven. Jesus has superpowers. He dies and resurrects after the battle with death to be the savior of the Earth from evil. Galatians 1 says this, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." He gave himself for our sins to rescue us. What do we need rescuing from? From evil. This present evil age. And God was pleased to do it. Jesus is God. He was made a child and born so that we could become children of God and be born anew. What about you? Are you a child of God? Can you have confidence that you're a child of God and only on the basis of what Jesus has done for you? God is calling you to be a child now, either for the first time or to remember again that you are his through humility. Our names are engraved on the palm of his hands, and he knows us, and he loves us. 2020 has been a very humbling year for us, and he wanted to remove all confidence we've placed in idols. Any challenge, he wanted to challenge how we misguidedly made our identity that is not primarily being a child of God. I believe there's so many things that I have, you have, we have prioritized over remembering that we are his kids. Because society wants to categorize us in certain ways. It wants to say, you are your ethnicity or nationality. You belong, but Christ is saying you belong to a new people, a new kingdom. Our society wants to categorize us based on your culture. But now we're enveloped in a new culture of heaven. Or your political allegiance, but our primary allegiance is to Christ. Your money, but Christ is your worth and your wealth. Your age, we are all children of God in Christ. Your gender, we are now all one in Christ. Your sexuality or temptations, your ultimate affection now is set on Jesus Christ. Or your education, we know and have achieved nothing compared to the omniscience and victory of Christ. Career, but we are all slaves of Christ. Our experience, the only experience that matters in eternity is our communion with Christ. Traditions, the ways of men amount to nothing compared to the ways of the Spirit. Your intelligence, you know nothing apart from Christ. Your degree of influence, we are nobody apart from being known by Christ. Hobbies, we have no greater satisfaction than Christ. And health, we are dying every day apart from Christ. We need to hear his voice again, like in Julie's testimony. We need to hear him say our names again. Maybe you haven't felt his presence in a while. Today, be free. Free as a child again. It's for freedom that you were set free by this child who is born to us. He wants us to humble ourselves and soak up being his child again. Nothing to boast about or cling to but Christ. And we're never too old or young to experience this joy. We are children of God, dear Christians, and that's all, and that's enough. I remember when I was a kid and my dad would come home from work. And I remember I'd hear the door jingle a little bit as he's unlocking it. And no matter where I was in the house, I could hear it. And I would yell, "Dad's home!" And then me and my brother, we would stop whatever we're doing and just sprint to the door because our dad arrived. The word Advent means arrival, that he's here, that he's arrived, and there is great joy in his arrival. May our hearts be filled with joy at our King's arrival. Let's pray. God, thank you that you arrived for us. Thank you that you came through for us. Thank you that you saved us. Lord Jesus, you are you're amazing. You're worthy, God. You're our King. Lord, thank you that you humbled us, or that you humbled yourself so that we could become exalted as your children. Thank you, God, for rescuing us in your name. Amen.